Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
That's going to $50.
All right. Bo, I'll have a complete wrap-up on our news at noon.
You know what? Thank you to everybody. Seriously, Walsh is ace. Hands down to everybody who's donated and bid and won. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we've had a great day today. Bo will tell you more in just a little bit here from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. As we go to the news from ABC, it's coming up next here. And a recap of the auction. And again, auction items, pickup time, 12:30 to 2:30 today, Monday 8 to 5. Or call 608-604-8255 and schedule your time to pick up and pay.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The Noon News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It's 74 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Dow has been dropping since the opening bell following a weaker-than-expected jobs report and steep revisions in the two previous months' numbers. The Dow's down 630 points this hour. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers.
The White House is acknowledging that those revisions to the May and June report aren't good. They're saying it's not what they want to see, and it comes as the president is moving forward with the tariff policy. No delays, no extensions. He signed the executive order last night, but notably, they actually don't start until August 7th because of processing.
Tariffs for Canada, 35%, rising as of today. President Trump posting on Truth Social, Federal Reserve Board of Governors should usurp the power of Fed Chair Jerome Powell and cut short-term interest rates on its own. A teacher who authorities say admitted to fatally stabbing a couple he didn't know who were hiking with their kids in an Arkansas state park had his first court appearance today. He's been charged with two counts of capital murder. This is ABC News. A warning if you're headed to Lollapalooza or any other concert this summer. Officials say that fake tickets are all over the place. We are hearing from some of the people who were in that New York City office building when a gunman murdered four this week. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
We are learning about the cleaning lady who stared down the barrel of the shooter's rifle and survived. Sabia Nulovich says she was collecting garbage Monday on the 33rd floor when the shooter approached. He started shooting around me, she said, screaming, "I'm a cleaning lady, I'm a cleaning lady." Nulovich ran down the hall, hid in a closet, and started praying. She heard shouting and then footsteps as the gunman, Shame Tamira, moved toward her, firing at the closet door.
And she was unhurt. Sean Combs asking to be let out of prison ahead of his October sentencing. Prosecutors saying they plan to ask for a prison term longer than the 4 to 5 years he could face under federal guidelines. And they're also strongly against his release, they say. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy,
Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. An air quality alert remains in effect statewide until noon tomorrow for unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke particles. This could be extended depending on predicted expectations. Hazy sunshine due to wildfire smoke today. May appear to be cloudy at times, feeling comfortable, not as humid, with a high of 77. Tonight, a hazy sky due to continued wildfire smoke, patchy fog after midnight, and comfortable with a low of 51. And Saturday, another day of hazy sunshine due to wildfire smoke, feeling pleasant with a high of 79. In Richland Center, after a low of 48, it is a hazy 76 degrees.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
DC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at DC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. DC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, DC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. DC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good afternoon. It is a hazy 76 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz, and it was a great finish to the Walk with Grace radio auction on WRCO. And with today's results, here's Bo Hendricks.
Thank you, Joanne. Things have just wrapped up on our week of the Walk with Grace radio auction, and today it really did end out the day on a high note, the week on a high note. As we started it off, we'll start with the very beginning of today. We had the Edward Jones $50 gift card from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. That went for $90 to bidder 775. The Greg and Judy Alvin 3 dozen donuts to Oakwood Fruit Farm, $85 to bidder 805. The Star Spangled Celebration Toby Keith autograph sketch drawn by Gordon Glass and Kenny Rogers swag, $125 to bidder 770. Meister Cheese's Ultimate Cheese Box sold for $85 to bidder 435. The WRCO One Morning Roundup with Phil and Hank, $50 to bidder 630. The Pretty Kitty Cafe. That was the big item in that first segment. It went for $200 to bidder 210. Dinner for two, a prime rib delivered to you. Also, the second segment we went into, and we started off strong with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Milwaukee Bucks preseason tickets, $150 to bidder 230. We also had Jolene Newkirk, their 1 pound of fudge, $100. And that went to bidder 240. The Ray Bass Tin Flowers, that sold for $150 to bidder 255. Troxel Farms Elusive Escape Room donation, $120 to bidder 405. The Ron Granger 3 dozen sea salt caramels, $75 to bidder 240. The Richland Family Prescription Center, $20 certificate prescription per month for 1 year. That went for $260 to bidder 870. Then we went into hour number two. We started it off with Diane Nottigal's famous cheesecake, the Mixed Berry, $100 to bidder 280. The Tesnik Power Sports gift certificate, $125 to bidder 185. The WRCO, those were the days, your program, you get to program the hour of music for an hour. That was $500 to bidder 955. We had a pallet flag donation that went for $100 to bidder 860. Fuzz and Nancy McCauley's 15 pounds of yellow oyster mushrooms, $75 to bidder 135. Our final segment, the Team Kearsader specialty pie, $145 to bidder 730. The You Are Enough Team Caliber Series, that race car, that went, or that model car, went for $40 to bidder 135. English Prairie Distillery's Maple Syrup Vodka, $50 to bidder 535. The Priscilla Williams Gertz painting, $65 to bidder 130. And Center Cinema's annual pass, the family pass, that went for one for the full year, went for $250 to bidder 205. The big items of the day, we had Ace Hardware, their model, that lawnmower, the zero or the engine zero turn, $4,200 to bidder 905. And the WRCO donation of 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game on August 23rd, $275 to bidder 965. When we take into account all of that, we came up with $7,415. Now, I want to take a moment to mention all the matches. We had a lot today. Starting off, Scott Industries did a match on the fudge. They gave $300 match on that. We had the Tractor, thanks to Milk Specialties of Boscobel. They did a match, $1,120. We had a $145 match from Jelenic for the Team Kearsader's pie. The $200 donation, a match from Jeff Oler for the Maple Syrup Vodka. We had a match from Robbie Anderson, $150 for the toy car match, and Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance. They matched $750 for the Center Cinema match. So, now that I've taken all of that into account, today's total with matches is $10,080. And when we add that to what we've made this week, we have made $26,730 all to Grace.
Wow.
I'm a little at a loss for words. You know, I think where we started this week in each day, you know, you keep hoping that, you know, the donations, of course, are amazing, but you hope that all the bidders will be calling in, that you'll find the people that really want those items or want to make a difference to Grace and really this community. They came out in numbers and they really helped raise a lot of money. All of this going to a great cause. And it really puts a smile on your face when you can see a community rally like this for such a great cause.
Well, you even had people calling today needing bidder numbers because they hadn't bid all week and they wanted to bid today.
Absolutely. We had calls all the way up to the final segment. People, they got the bug and they wanted to bid. Everybody wanted to make a difference. I started off the week and, you know, I start off with bidder number 100 and I go up by fives. By the end of the week, I ended with bidder 965. So that tells you just how many of you out there are listening, how many of you are making bids, and just I can't say thank you enough.
That's for sure. It's just amazing. And each year just seems to get bigger and bigger.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to the walk, obviously, next week, but I think You know, we can go into the walk with our heads held high as a community. I think that this just, wow, just again, just this is awesome.
And again, if they were bidding on things and they weren't the winning bidder today or this week, they have a chance to bid on things Friday night at the Bucket Raffle and Silent Auction.
That's true. And if you did win, just a reminder that Grace will be reaching out to you. You don't have to worry about it. They will reach out to you and set up a time for you to come in and get your item. So we have all the winning bidders, and we will be sending that to Grace. They will take care of it, so expect a call from them. You don't need to be proactive in it. They will reach out to you.
All right, Bo. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joanne.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended its air quality advisory through noon tomorrow. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin surface air quality over the next several days. Conditions have improved since Thursday as a pocket of cleaner air has infiltrated the widespread blanket of dense smoke across eastern Wisconsin. However, a mix of unhealthy for sensitive groups, AQI, and unhealthy AQI is still expected today, with locations farther north more likely to see heavier smoke. Continued gradual improvement is currently anticipated heading into the weekend, but unhealthy for sensitive groups AQI to unhealthy AQI will remain possible. Conditions will continue to be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. Sensitive groups should consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside. Go inside if you have symptoms. People with asthma, follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease, symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue may indicate a serious problem. If you have any of these, contact your healthcare provider. Everyone else, keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. For more information on current air quality, go to airquality.wi.gov. Wisconsin officially gets a new Supreme Court justice today. Susan Crawford will be sworn in as Justice Ann Walsh Bradley's term ends. She won against Brad Schimmel in the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history. The race was seen by many analysts as a referendum on the early actions of President Donald Trump's new administration and Elon Musk, who poured millions into the race for Schimmel. Former Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky is now the Chief Justice on the state's High Court. Her swearing-in is today at 4:30. Next year, Justice Rebecca Bradley is up for re-election. Democrat Chris Taylor has already announced she's running for the seat. Richland County Campus Reconfiguration Committee met last night to discuss a number of topics concerning many of the buildings the county owns. County Administrator Tricia Clements reported that UW-Platteville finally picked up their remaining computers and documents from the campus, and all of their things should now be gone. Area schools have been taking a variety of items from the campus and are very appreciative of what they have been able to receive. Corey Beyer of Venture Architects presented a plan for enhancing the courtroom security by revamping the layout of the courtroom, basically mirroring what is already there. Depending on what is done with the campus, he has worked on a plan to move the UW extension to the front of the emergency management building front offices, which are not being used at this time. Corey has also presented three different options for renovating the sheriff's department and jail, adding on to the current courthouse to create a downtown justice system. The committee discussed the use of the campus redevelopment grant application with the goal of finalizing a plan for the funds and then submitting the application. At this time, the goal is to pay for the new bridge on the west side of the campus at a cost of $600,000. Simon's tennis court renovation at a cost of $150,000. SCH campus development project at a cost of $43,160. SCH community engagement survey and open house costing $4,950. And a road from Hive Drive to Simon's at a cost of $75,000. Some additional improvements may include a parking lot at Simons and separate utilities. The grant is funded through the $2 million funded through the legislation, which was passed to fund campuses being shut down. The committee was told that Richland County is guaranteed up to $2 million since it was specifically named in the legislation. Representatives from Economic Development said that anything that enhances the property is eligible for the grant. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Community Players will take the stage again tonight and present The Little Shop of Horrors. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Collision ruin your day? No problem. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist is here to save the day. Get free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, we're giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't wait. Head over to Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist today for hassle-free repairs. Contact us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
It's 75 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1223. Audiences will again have the opportunity to experience Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, this weekend. Originally a stage musical which first opened off Broadway in 1982, Little Shop of Horrors became a cult classic following the 1986 film. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that deviates from the expected. The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. While following the theatrical production, Community Players will bring the dark humor and music to life with a take of its own. The cast and crew make each show a unique, one-of-a-kind experience. Cameron Cormican is the director.
A perfect example, the character or the actor playing Seymour had a accidentally near flub with one of his lines. We're in rehearsals. It'll happen. But I loved the way it came out, which was his line is supposed to be something about after Oren's mysterious disappearance. Well, not to give too many spoilers, but Seymour is semi-responsible for Oren's death in the show. And he had a little slip-up. What he came out was, after Oren's murder, mysterious disappearance, I loved it. And I said, that slip up, keep doing that. Just little things like that. You just notice little beats here and there that are that just add to the overall experience, the overall vibe of the whole show, and you key into those to try to make everything as strong as it possibly can be.
For those who have seen the movie, be aware that the ending of Community Players, Little Shop of Horrors, holds true to the original theater production.
The play and, our production, it keeps true to that original ending with the whole vibe of evil must be punished. And Seymour, get right down to it, he doesn't want to be and doesn't try to be evil, but he's basically killing people. And he ends up becoming basically the final victim in the end, and evil becomes punished. Although it's a justified, appropriate ending, in my opinion. Better than any happy ending could be.
Performances are scheduled for tonight, Saturday, and Sunday at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Curtains open tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of 2 adults and any number of children. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. The Scenic Hills National Wild Turkey Federation, along with the Richland Center Archery Club, will be hosting Jake's and Jenny's Youth Outdoor Day Saturday at the Richland Center Archery Club. Derek Goplin is president of the Scenic Hills local NWTF chapter.
It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a free lunch. We have a lot of archery events. We've shot BB guns in the past, some like mock shed hunting stuff. It's usually a good time. We have a lot of items we give away as well. Usually we have a sponsor from Cabela's, and he comes up and gives a talk, and he's given away fishing poles before, some low-poundage reed curve bows. We'll have a couple of those this year, and it's usually a good time.
Registration will be from 9:30 until 10. There are no requirements to take part in the event.
It's really more about just getting kids in the outdoors and introducing them to all sorts of different things. There's no hunting that's going on. This is just an outdoor activity to say and come up for 4 hours and have a good time and get a free lunch out of it.
Equipment will be provided for activities that include archery and gun shooting, blood trailing, shed horn finding, axe throwing, and fish casting. All youth 17 and under are invited to attend Jake's and Jenny's Youth Outdoor Day Saturday from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Archery Club. The event is free and a lunch will be served at noon. For information, contact Jim Birch at 608-475-4963 or Deb Winch at 608-604-5301. It's not Woodstock, it's Woodmanstock at Rock and Roll Reunion 2025, being held tomorrow at Woodman Village Park in Woodman. The annual event features a wide variety of local artists performing rock, country, blues, and more. Roddy Dull is one of the performers and an organizer of the event.
It's growing every year, and so this year we have about 30 different musicians, and they're either part of groups or soloists or something, and we have more people asked to participate all the time. So it's one of those things where each band doesn't get to play an hour, for instance, because it's a one-day event, so we try to pack everybody into the time constraint that we're faced with. But it's the fact that each musician there gets to play some of their favorite things for charity, and it's also a reunion, of all the musicians, so they get to talk to each other, maybe musicians they haven't seen in 5 years or 10 years or maybe even in a year or so, because a lot of these musicians still play out and a lot of them are retired.
The opening act will be Monty Berger at 10:30. You can find a schedule of performance times in the discussion section on the Rock and Roll Reunion Facebook events page. Just like previous years, proceeds from the event will go to a worthy cause.
We started Rock and Roll Reunion in 2010 as kind of a memorabilia concert for our Richland Center musician Dale Kidd. And Dale was really good about raising money for some children's charities on his own. So when he passed away in 2009, we held the first Rock and Roll Reunion and raised money for his charity. Since that time, all of the Rock and Roll Reunions have raised money for a different charity or a cause every year. And some of those causes have been veterans memorials. I think we've raised for 2 or 3 veterans memorials. We've done for hospice. We've done for first responders. We've done for mental health, you know, the treatment of mental health. And last year, we raised money for about 24 local families that were dealing with cancer. This year, we're raising money for autism. One of the musicians that played last year had mentioned at the end of last year's event that he had a child with autism and wondered if we could make that our cause for this year, and that's what we're doing.
Roddy Dull says that money raised for this year's cause will come from items sold at the event.
We have shirts for sale. That's how we raise the money that we give away every year. It's a free event, and it's a family-friendly event. You can bring your own beverages. We serve non-alcoholic beverages, and we serve burgers and hot dogs and chips and, you know, your basic lunch foods there. So it's the food and the T-shirts that actually raise the money for the cause. The T-shirts are $20 a piece, and they are different every year and say something about the cause that we're working with that particular year.
There is no cover charge, and all ages are welcome to Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 tomorrow, starting at 10:30 at Woodman Village Park in Woodman. The Muscadet Blue River of Oak Alliance Club calendar raffle winners of $50 each yesterday were Dan Tisdale of Muscadet on ticket number 750 and Steve Keenitz of Avoca on ticket number 397. It's 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1231. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hillpoint, 986-4300. At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 75 degrees on this Friday afternoon, August 1st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gail F. Spangler, 68 of Madison and formerly of Richland Center, died July 22nd at home following an illness. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with a final salute to be held prior to the funeral by the Richland Center Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Burial will be in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery, Bloom Township, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to American Legion Post 13. Survivors of Gail Spangler include five children, Allison Ewing, Taylor and J.C. Spangler, Neil Spangler and Jocelyn Storr, Nathan and Elizabeth Spangler, and Abigail Spangler and Brad Erickson. Nine grandchildren, his brother, Ken and Meg Spangler, and other relatives and friends. Gail F. Spangler, 68, of Madison and formerly of Richland Center. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died July 24th at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Survivors of Terry Hardy include her son, Dustin and Alicia Schilling of Platteville, two granddaughters, five siblings, Dee Dee and Dean Turner of Missouri, Penny and Avery Blado of Richland Center, Ken Hardy of Laval, Kathy and Jason Richardson of Florida, and Ralph and Amy Carley of Dubuque, Iowa. 10 nieces and nephews, 13 great nieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Larry Kramer is survived by his daughter, Shana and Cody Hewitt of Belmont, two sisters, Kathy and Terry Edge of Darlington, and Tammy and Travis Richards of Merrill. Sister-in-law, Cindy Kramer of Boscobel, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Lawrence Edward, Larry Kramer, 61 of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center in Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Platteville is serving the family. Mike Molzoff is survived by his children, Dee Dee and Dean Turner, Penny and Avery Blado, Kenny Hardy, Kathy and Jason Richardson, and Ralph and Amy Carley, 11 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel Sunday from 1 to 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona Young is survived by two sons, Terry and Diane Young of Boscobel and Jeff and Donna Young of Gays Mills. Five grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, one great-great-granddaughter, a brother, John Dilly, sisters-in-law, Pat Dilly and Rita Dilly, along with other relatives and friends. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Frank Gunlock include three siblings, Bob Gunlock of Lone Rock, Joseph Gunlock of Mazomanie, and Bernice and Daryl Dickinson of Dodgeville. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died Tuesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, August 9th at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, August 9th from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett is survived by his wife, Deborah, two children, Rachel and Jeff Beadle, and Josh and Tori Barrett, four grandchildren, his mother, Deatrice Coleman, brother, Dennis Barrett, and sister, Wanda and Bob Chalkin. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to James and Melissa Gillette and Carl and Heather Patterson. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope your Friday is going well so far. A large surface high is over the Great Lakes region, and it'll remain in control of our atmosphere for the next several days. So generally quiet and dry weather the next few days, and really the only concern is the wildfire smoke that will cause hazy sunshine during the day, haziness at night, and of course air quality issues. The particulates could cause some breathing problems for those especially sensitive to particulates in the air. Otherwise, aside from the wildfire smoke, some patchy fog during the overnight hours. And now that we're in the month of August, I feel more comfortable talking about this because I like enjoying the sunshine as long as I can. Even though I know after the summer solstice we are losing daylight, I don't like talking about it until about August. Well, today is August 1st. The sun now rises just before 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:51 this morning, and it sets at 8:23, and we're losing about 2 minutes 15 seconds of daylight per day. And of course, we will continue to lose daylight until the winter solstice in late December. But still, plenty of mild temperatures going forward. Your forecast for this afternoon, hazy sunshine, 77, feeling comfortable, a light wind from the east. Tonight dipping to 51 with patchy fog after midnight, and more hazy sunshine on Saturday with highs near 79, light and variable winds. Saturday night, a hazy sky in some areas, mostly clear otherwise with patchy fog after midnight, lows around 54. And Sunday, a high near 80 with that hazy sunshine. Another comfortable feeling day in the area as dew points stay in the 50s, so it really won't be that humid. Monday, mostly sunny with perhaps some lingering haze up to 82. Tuesday then, feeling a touch more humid, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, and a slim chance of a shower or two in the late afternoon and evening, likely though staying dry. A high around 85 on Tuesday, up to 87 on Wednesday, humid with a mix of clouds and sun, and a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. A slightly better chance of some scattered showers showers and thunderstorms later Thursday with highs around 87. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
With hazy sunshine, it's 75 degrees in Richland Center. Our high yesterday was 77, our low this morning 48, our high so far today 76. The record high for this date set in 1988 is 101. The record low 47 was set in 1947. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 72. Sunset tonight will be at 8:24 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:52. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 30.37. Relative humidity is 49% and no precipitation to report. With hazy sunshine, it's 75 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farmers are no strangers to dealing with loss. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Losses of many kinds are inevitable in farming, and they can impact mental health. Ag-related mental health counselors refer to the term ambiguous loss, which can be a physical loss, a psychological loss, or a combination of the two. Emily Kreckelberg is with University of Minnesota Extension.
When we're dealing with ambiguous loss, grief is likely something that's never really truly going to go away. And so there's a real focus on building resilience as a means to help individuals cope with that grief and be able to live with that grief long term.
Kreckelberg says losses can impact a farmer's personal life and business life.
Losses can be challenging, but there's also opportunity. So we really want to take the focus away from loss and focus it more on change.
For example, says Kreckelberg, you might have to sell your dairy cows for some reason, but you might find another way to use your farm assets. She says it doesn't hurt to be hopeful.
Discovering hope is not about toxic positivity or toxic optimism, like everything will be okay all the time. You can still be realistic, but also have hope that things will get better, are getting better.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
More aphids. I'm Larry Lee with agribusiness news on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand's E-Series soybeans deliver unprecedented yield potential and maximum return on investment. Plant Z-Series soybeans and experience the difference. First, Wisconsin Farm Bureau is helping connect fairgoers with their farmers as part of the Gather Wisconsin initiative. Cassie Sonnentag tells Brownfield, Farm Bureau's Promotion and Education Committee is working across the state to put individual consumers in touch with the farmers behind their food.
They're kind of taking that Gather Wisconsin brand that we already have on a digital space, and they're putting that into action within the counties. So whether you're at a county fair and you're able to connect with the Farm Bureau there, or if you're at a local event, you're able to get those resources about Gather Wisconsin and learn more about Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Sonnentag says the fairs give them an opportunity to highlight different products and things farmers grow and raise and help consumers understand where many classic fair foods come from. Farm Bureau's Gather Wisconsin is a collection of online and magazine resources made for consumers to increase agricultural literacy and promote positive relationships between consumers and the farming community. A crop protection specialist says soybean aphid detections are starting to become more prevalent across parts of the Midwest. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has this report from the 2025 Ag PhD Field Day.
Ron Geis with Corteva says soybean aphid pressure can develop very quickly.
That might require some attention here. They'll sort of sneak in and you might check your fields on Thursday, Friday, and not seeing much. Maybe take the weekend off, and then come back Monday, and it's like, whoa, we're just getting overrun with aphids.
He tells Brownfield aphids can cause significant yield loss if they aren't managed with a foliar insecticide.
When aphids are present in a drought, it's almost always in that 5 to 10 bushel loss. Granted, when we are in wetter conditions, I don't see the impact quite that bad.
Guy says most detections so far in 2025 have occurred in the upper Midwest. From Sioux Falls, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
A risk management consultant with StoneX says he's bearish on the wheat market. Jared White has this report from the Illinois Wheat Forum.
The thing that's got me the most bearish on wheat is corn prices. It's hard to keep that wheat-corn spread too wide.
Mike O'Day says it's also a supply and demand problem.
We have plenty of supply, whether it's winter, spring wheat. We just need more demand. Demand's the biggest problem in this market.
However, he tells Brownfield the Trump administration's push to level trade disparities has led to some unusual export sales. O'Day says that spike in demand could be what farmers need to see a price bounce heading into winter. He says they should look for aggressive opportunities for both old and new crop. In Greenville, Illinois, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
USDA says unknown destinations bought 350,000 tons of corn. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield. Direct cash cattle trade continues to develop and cash hogs are lower at midday.
Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's a light round of direct cash cattle trade underway. Live deals in Kansas are reported at $236, which is $3 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. A handful of deals have been marked at $235 live in Kansas, which is fully steady with this week's business. More trade is expected to develop before the end of the day. There was a light round of business that took place on Thursday. Dress deals in the north were marked at $383 mostly, which is $3 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. In Nebraska, live deals in Kansas were at mostly $235. That's $2 above the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Some deals in Texas were marked at $235, $4 higher than the prior week's business. At the winter livestock market in Kansas, feeder steers 600 to 970 pounds were $2 to $5 higher. Steer calves 350 to 600 pounds were $20 to $40 higher with very good demand for lightweight. Heifers, 375 to 975 pounds, were $6 to $20 higher on very light receipts. The USDA says demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 903 to 918 pounds, brought $315 to $333. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 756 pounds, brought $341.50. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice up 283 at 364.15. Select is 77 cents lower at 340.60. Cash hogs are lower with fairly light negotiated purchases. Demand has been the market's main driver. The solid export sales report for pork shows that global demand for U.S. product is still strong, despite China's noticeable absence from this week's purchasers list. Domestic demand has also been strong. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director down 272 with a weighted average of 109.10. No comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 107.48. The Western Corn Belt also had no comparison, but a weighted average of 109.10. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $82, and pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.44 at $117.44. Bellies, picnic loins, and ribs were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
This August, Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join us at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos with Mad Dog and Merrill, and a performance from the Peterson Farm Brothers. We're proud to protect what matters most, your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Corn is lower, soybeans, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up modestly on short covering and technical buying. Crop weather continues to look favorable as beans head further into key development phases. The tariff pause with China has been extended another 90 days for more negotiations. September beans are up 1.5 at 971. November's 1.5 higher at 990 and 3/4. September Chicago wheat's up $4.80 at 270.70. September soybean oil's down 87 at 54.40. Corn's lower, watching development weather turn cooler and wetter in many areas, with the trade expecting a large crop this year. Unknown destinations did buy more than 350,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of the open. September's down 4.25 at 389 and 3/4, and December's 2.75 lower at 411. And wheat's lower as it continues to watch U.S. and world winter wheat harvest activity and spring wheat development. Wheat's oversold, but any upside's going to be limited by growing global supplies. September Chicago's down 4.5 at 518 and 3/4. September Kansas City's 5.75 lower at 520.5. September Minneapolis wheat's 6 lower at 571 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher, supported by the direct trade we have seen this week at steady to higher prices for both the live and the dress bases. October live's up 22 at 223.37. December's 20 higher at 224.12. September feeders are $1.35 higher at 332.87. And hogs are up, pork higher at midday. Cash business is steady to lower. October lean is up 52 at 90.10, and December's 57 higher at 82.30. Crude oil's down sharply, and the Dow's down 650 points. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Celebrating National Peach Month. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brand Field. Welcome to August, also known as National Peach Month. Peaches are drupes, which means they have a hard stone inside, a pit, like cherries, plums, and apricots. But they're also a member of the rose family, which is part of the reason why they smell so fantastic. The fruit is related to almonds. The month of August is peak season for peaches. The fruit is a good source of vitamins A and C, fiber, potassium, and antioxidants like polyphenols and carotenoids that help fight inflammation. Peaches are about 85 to 90% water, which makes them a fantastic and flavorful way to stay hydrated. While Georgia is known as the peach state, California actually tops the list in the U.S. of states that produce the most peaches. There are more than 300 varieties of peaches grown in the United States. They're typically categorized into three main types. Freestone, which means the flesh separates easily from the pit, which is great for fresh eating and baking. Clingstone peaches, where the flesh clings tightly to the pit. Those are often used in canning. And semi-freestone, which is a hybrid of the two, offering a balance of ease and flavor. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown Field.
When it comes to protecting your home, start at the top with premium roofing from Harchi Lumber. Durable, high-quality shingles not only enhance your roof's look, but provide long-lasting protection you can count on. Harchi Lumber stocks top brands like CertainTeed, Dekra, Gaff, and more. Plus, they offer Wisconsin's largest selection of steel roofing and siding with a wide range of colors and lengths ready to go. Visit Harchi Lumber today, Highway.